No one can tell you which books to pick. It's tradition. We can ask and remind each other to get at books that help us grow in greatness. There's much to be found in fantasy, but our elder selves will likely regret if we don't go for the wise books first. Those are the non-fiction books that talk about life, living strong and well. They teach us to become great, to never fear, and to carry ourselves with dignity and authenticity. Books are not meant to be read from paper. They are meant to be heard and felt. Just like musical notation requires an instrument to first play it so that we can enjoy it, books call for their narrated versions. Reading from paper is just a shortcut, but you don't get the whole message when you do that. Your library has a range of free narrated books, and as for the ones that are still really tough, there are always study guides that will reveal the code behind all the mystery. And we aren't just unique in what we like, but in where we are in our minds. Where we are on the scale of our unique genius, and where, in greatness, do we stand in life. To inherit wisdom from countless lives demands that we stand strong ourselves, a kind of intellectual hygiene. Your road towards greatness will be hard as is, so you need to stand up whole. The beautiful life ahead of you will be by far the greatest challenge that you will ever face. Like in ancient myths and legends, some may need to undergo a quest, like walking some part of the Appalachian Trail. Because stress is a self-propagating mechanism that can only make more stress. Here, the weeks or months on the trail can really undo the indoctrination or pull us out of whatever sleeve we were pushed into. While it is good to carry great things on your back, you must make sure that they are meaningful, be it personally, for your elder self, or that they are lasting contributions to the world that no one will take or destroy. To truly, fully inherit from countless lives you discover in wise books, you first have to be good to yourself. You may not just blindly follow, and you shouldn't listen to just anybody. Obedience is a really stupid idea. You are not allowed to merely obey. Here, you can only rise and grow and transcend. For people stuck in terrible neighborhoods or with bad parents or bad friends, rising will be quite a challenge. But any compromise between good and evil can only benefit the evil and take away from the good. We have to be good to our minds and bodies. You must stay far and away from all the things that take life away from your elder self. As that terrible saying goes, if you hang out at a barber shop for long enough, you will get your hair cut. Stay away from drugs and alcohol. Your elder self is like you, but more piercing, more beautiful, both in their wisdom and their experiences. In a way, they are even more precious than you. And the golden age is a privilege denied to many. Your elder self is the greater version of you. They will be desperate for health and time. Try to ask your elder self what their regrets are. Only you can make that connection in time. And if you do, just look at all the wisdom that is already growing in you.